I got something to say to you, too. Telling them I was crazy to play the part. You got this play away from Bauman and you gave it a Stengel, you double-dealing chiseler. I've been suspicious of you all along. You're in with the managers. You've been taking my money and working for them.
That's John Barrymore playing Larry Renault in the 1933 Dinner at Eight. Just before making that movie, Barrymore motored his yacht three or four times from Southern California to Southeast Alaska to visit Joe and Muzz Ibach. On a popularity scale, Barrymore's presence would be like if Tom Hanks came today. Juno photographer, filmmaker, and playwright Joel Bennett was introduced to the history in the 1970s.
I was always perplexed by why no one really had done anything with this material, not even a book.
Since the 70s, Bennett spent time at the Ibach couple's house, which still stands on the island. He's examined photographs, letters, and any other evidence he could find to explain Barrymore's strong interest in either Alaska or the couple, Joe, or Muzz, a woman with a mysterious background as a show business dancer back east.
I'm pretty proud of the fact that the dialogue, I think, is a true representation of how they would have spoken and what they would have talked about.
Thanks to their film work, Bennett says the Barrymores were easy, but recreating the Ibachs was harder. Thankfully, he had some experience.
I actually spent a lot of time with an old Alaska couple here that lived on Admiralty Island, Stan and Esther Price, who made Pack Creek famous. I lived with them for months. So I knew how they talked. I knew kind of how they lived, you know, self-sufficiency and living simply and appreciating the wilderness and attraction to beauty and relation to wildlife and bird life and, you know, all those things, you know, that the Ibachs held dear.
On the surface, that lifestyle attracted Barrymore, a celebrity entrenched in the 1920s and 30s Hollywood scene.
Because he came from a world of illusion, a world of not knowing who your friends were, driven by money and greed, and he loved just regular people.
And the most fulfilling part of the process for playwright Bennett?
For people here, it's a local story, and to be able to share it with the community is, you know, really satisfying to me. And that means it has a life and those people won't be forgotten.
But were two people living off the grid who had a seemingly loving relationship that interesting? Or was there something else that brought Barrymore up year after year?
Are you really going to act in it?
Well, my agent's bringing Bauman up here this afternoon. I might as well sign the contract. Bauman is as good a producer as there is, I suppose.
And I'll have to sit in the audience and watch you make love to another woman.
You'll have to watch the play to find out. In Juno, I'm Scott Burton.
The play's not much, but I think I can put it over. I play the only male character.
Not another man.
Oh, there's a small male part for a bit actor. He's a beachcomber.
A beachcomber?
Yeah, he has one small scene, but I dominate that.
I love you so.